Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. May chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Tiant fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Tiant. Stanley moves to third. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing left field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landis. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Salmon steals third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to home to get Salmon. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Tiant scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Fred Gladding now pitching. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Don Demeter. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bailey now pitching. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Lee May now playing left field. Gus Gill Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Salmon moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to third. Brown moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Heath pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton pinch hits for Ray Euler. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Willie Horton. George Culver now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.